آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى. كنا أمس تكلمنا عن أحكام النكاح والطلاق. Yesterday we talked about the rules of marriage and divorce. الطلاق ليس هو التفريق الفرقة الوحيدة التي تحصل بين الزوجين، بل هناك أنواع فرقة أخرى. Divorce is not the only type of separation that occurs between the two spouses. There are other types of separation. That is legal ones. من جملة أنواع الفرقة التي تحصل بين الزوجين فرقة الإيلاء. Among the types of separation that occur between the two spouses is the separation of إيلاء. إيلاء. هذا يحصل إذا حلف الزوج ألا يجامع زوجته أكثر من 4 أشهر، أو أطلق حلف ألا يجامع زوجته من غير تحديد مدة. إن حلف ألا يجامعها أكثر من 4 أشهر أو لم يحدد مدة، يمهله القاضي إلى 4 أشهر، فإما أن يرجع بأن يجامع، وإما إن مضت الأشهر 4 من غير أن يفعل ذلك يطلق عليه القاضي، يفسخ القاضي العقد بينه وبين زوجته. يفرق القاضي بينه وبين زوجته. وتعد طلقة واحدة رجعية. If the husband swears by Allah that he is not going to have sexual intercourse with his wife for more than 4 months, that is lunar months, for more than 4 months, or without specifying a time, if he says, I swear by Allah not to have sexual intercourse with you, addressing his wife, without specifying any time. In this case, the ruler, the judge, gives him a period of time of 4 months. If he makes sexual intercourse, if he retreats his statement, that is, if he makes sexual intercourse with her before these 4 months end, then that's it. He pays an expiation, of course. If he does not, If he refuses to do that after the 4 months pass, then the judge separates between him and his wife. يأمره القاضي بالطلاق فإن امتنع طلق عليه هو. The judge orders him to divorce his wife then. If he does not accept, then the judge himself enforces the divorce. هذا يقال له فرقة بسبب الإيلاء، لأن هذا الحلف، هذا قوله هذا حلفه هذا يقال فيه آلى من زوجته، آلى من زوجته، معناه حلف أن لا يجامعها أكثر من 4 أشهر. هذا نوع. وهناك نوع آخر من الفرقة. There is another type of separation between the two spouses. وهي فرقة الحكمين. The separation because of the two appointee or the two should be some mediators. The two mediators. أحيانا قبل ذلك خلوني ألفت انتباه. أما لو ترك الزوج جماع زوجته من غير حلف أكثر من 4 أشهر فلا يطلق عليه القاضي. Now let me make it more clear that for the previous case, if the husband does not have sexual intercourse with his wife for more than 4 months without swearing or the like, then the judge does not divorce his wife because he did not swear to leave it out. إلا أن كان لم يجامع بالمرة ولو مرة واحدة بعد العقد، فهذا له تفصيل. إن عجز عن ذلك يتداوى سنة، يمهل سنة إلى آخره. ليس كلامنا في هذا. Except for the exception if he could not have sexual intercourse with her at all, even for one time. Then he would seek treatment and they would be given a period of 1 year, etc. We are not talking about this. طيب لو حصل بين الزوجين خصام. Now let's go back to the second case. If the two spouses are not going along. If the two spouses are not going along, are not getting along. They have disputes among them. في هذه الحال قد يلجأان إلى الحاكم ليعين حكمين يحكمان في أمرهما. In this case, they might go to the judge, to the ruler, to appoint two mediators to how do I say it? To make an opinion about their case. Al-Hakim yu'ayyinu hakaman min ahlihi wa hakaman min ahliha. The judge appoints one mediator among his family, the husband's family, and another mediator among the wife's family. لأن الأهل أدرى ببواطن الأحوال. Because usually one's family know more than other people about the internal affairs, if you want, of the person. هذان الحكمان بعد فحص القضية يصلان إلى نتيجة إما أن يريا التفريق أو لا يريانه. Those two mediators, after checking the case, they get to a result. So they made their opinion. Either they say it is better for them to be separated or not. إن لم يستطيع التوفيق بين الزوجين, if they cannot reconcile the two spouses, يقولان للحاكم نحن نرى التفريق بينهما. They tell the judge, we see that our opinion is it is better for both of them to be separated. عندها الحاكم القاضي يفرق بينهما. Then the judge separates the two spouses. He enforces the separation between them. وليس الحكمين, ليس الحكمان, and not the two mediators. They do not enforce the separation. The judge is the one who does that. هذه يقال لها فرقة الحكمين. This type of separation is called the separation of the two mediators. وهناك فرقة يحصل بسببها فسخ للنكاح ولا يحسب طلقة. أنواع من الفرقة يحصل بسببها فسخ للنكاح ولا يحسب هذا الفسخ طلقة. There are types of separation that are not counted divorces. Now let's not go through that because we are going to mention several things. Take out this statement. Take it out. There are other types of separations. شيلوا هاي العبارة لا يعد طلاقا كذا. حنمر على أنواع كتير قد ما بين. هناك أنواع أخرى من الفرقة. منها فرقة الإعسار. There are other types of separation. Among them is when the husband is not able to spend to support his wife. The obligatory support, that is. إذا تزوج إنسان امرأة على مهر معين ثم هي قالت أنا أريد المهر قبل أن أمكنك من نفسي للجماع, فعجز هو عن دفع المهر, ما استطاع. هنا الحاكم له أن يفسخ العقد بينهما. الآن نفصل أكثر إن شاء الله. If someone marries a woman, if a man marries a woman for a certain mahr, and she does not accept for the sexual intercourse to take place, that is the first one after the marriage, except after he pays her the mahr. If he is not able to do so, then she can take the case to the judge, and the judge would separate them. I will give more details about it. كذلك لو عجز الزوج عن النفقة الواجبة. Likewise, if the husband is unable to support his wife, the obligatory support. رجل تزوج امرأة ثم لا ينفق عليها النفقة الواجبة. هنا إذا شكت أمرها إلى القاضي، تشكو أمرها إلى القاضي، القاضي يمهله 3 أيام، يقول عندك مهلة 3 أيام لتتدبر أمر النفقة، لتنفق عليها. إن مضت الأيام 3 ولم ينفق عليها، ما عنده مال ولا يريد أن ينفق عليها، ما عمل، ما أراد أن يعمل، مضت 3 أيام وهو عاجز عن الإنفاق عليها، عند ذلك إن أرادت الطلاق القاضي يفرق بينهما. إما هو يفسخ النكاح أو يقول لها القاضي أنت افسخي إن شئت، فتفسخ، هي تقول فسخت النكاح بيني وبينك، أو القاضي يفعل بطلبها. If someone is unable to support his wife, the obligatory support, he cannot. He does not have money, and let's say he is not working, so he is not able to support his wife, the obligatory support. His wife then can, if she wants, she can take the case to the judge and complain about that. The judge gives the husband a period of 3 days for him to manage to support her. If the 3 days pass without him being able to support her, then the judge asks her, do you still want the separation? He's not able. If she says yes, then either the judge separates them, or he tells her, I authorize you to do yourself this if you want. So then she can say, I now breach the marriage contract between you and me. She addresses her husband, for example, by saying, I now breach our marriage contract. And it would be breached by that. The same thing, yani this same procedure applies for the mahr also. ونوع آخر من الفرقة يقال له فرقة اللعان. Another type of separation is called the separation of لعان. لعان. في الشريعة إذا اتهم إنسان إنسانا آخر بالزنا القاضي لا يثبت على المتهم الزنا إلا بشهادة 4 شهود عدول. In the rules of the religion, if someone accuses another one of committing a zina, this accused person, the judge does not confirm this accusation except if there are 4 upright, trustworthy witnesses who witness that they saw this person having the actual zina. لكن أحيانا الزوج قد يعرف زنا زوجته، قد يراها، أو قد يقع في قلبه شيء يعرف بسببه زناها، أو لأجل قرينة معينة، أو قد يقول هذا الولد ليس مني، قد تحمل ويقول هذا ليس مني هذا الحمل، ولا يكون عنده شهود 4 يشهدون على زناها. Sometimes the husband might know that his wife is committing a zina. He might see her for other signs. She might get pregnant, and he would say, well, she's not, this is not my child, the one with whom she is pregnant. So في هذه الحال الشرع جعل مخرجا. The religion in this case made a solution for this case. يقول يذهب إلى القاضي هو وهي، يعني إذا ترفع القضية إلى القاضي. The case would be taken to the judge. القاضي يجمع عددا من الناس. The judge gathers a number of people. ثم أمام هؤلاء الناس المجموعين يأتي الزوج بصيغة معينة. Then before those gathered people, the husband says specific statements. يقول 4 مرات: أشهد بالله إني لمن الصادقين فيما رميت به زوجتي فلانة من الزنا. He would say 4 times in front of those people, أشهد بالله إني لمن الصادقين فيما رميت به زوجتي فلانة من الزنا. This is an Arabic term which means I firmly confirm that I am truthful in accusing my wife of committing a zina. وإن كان هناك ولد يريد أن ينفيه يزيد فيقول وأن هذا الولد ليس مني. On top of that, if there was a child that he wanted to say that he is not his child, that he believes he is not his child, he adds to this statement, and that this child is not mine. ثم بعد أن يقول هذه الكلمة أربع مرات الحاكم يخوفه من عذاب الله في حال كونه كاذبا فإن لم يرجع يقول في الخامسة وعلي لعن ولعنة الله علي إن كنت من الكاذبين فيما رميت به زوجتي من الزنا فيما رميتها به من الزنا. And then after the ruler after the fourth time the ruler reminds him about the torture of the hereafter if he is lying. If he insists, then he says a fifth time with the statement وَعَلَيَّ وَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيَّ إِن كُنْتُ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ فِي مَا رَمَيْتُهَا بِهِ مِنَ الزِّنَا, which means, and may Allah damn me if I am lying in what I am accusing her. إِذَا فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ خمسة أحكام تعلقت بما فعله ترتب على فعله هذا خمسة أحكام. Once he does that, five results from what he says. الأول أنه سقط عنه حد القذف. لا يجلد حد القذف. The first thing, he would not be punished for accusing her with az-zina. You know, in the religious rules, if someone accuses another person with az-zina without bringing four upright, trustworthy witnesses, then the accuser would be punished. In this case, the husband would not be punished if he says those statements as we mentioned. He would not be punished. الحكم الثاني وجوب الحد عليها. الآن وجب عليها حد الزنا إلا أن تفعل هي ما سنقول. The second result, that now she is punished for az-zina, except if she does what we are going to say. الحكم الثالث أن النكاح زال بينهما. The third result, the marriage contract is breached among them. والرابع نفي الولد عنه. The fourth result, the child is not considered his child anymore. والحكم الخامس أنه حرم عليه تحرم عليه زوجته على التأبيد بعد ذلك. يعني انفك العقد بينهما ولم يعد يجوز له أن يتزوجها أبدا بعد ذلك على التأبيد. لو أراد بعد ذلك الرجوع إليها لا يجوز له. انتهى. The fifth result is that he is not entitled to marry her after that at all until the death period. Even if they want to get married again, they cannot. ويسقط الحد عنها. أليس قلنا ترتب على ذلك الحد عليها, لكن يسقط الحد عنها بأن تلاعن هي أيضا. Now, there are certain statements, if she says them, then she would not be punished the punishment of az-zina. بأن تقول أشهد بالله إن فلانا لكاذب فيما رماني به من الزنا. So she says four times this statement, أشهد بالله إن فلانا لكاذب فيما رماني به من الزنا, which means I firmly confirm that like I swear by Allah that this person is lying, that so and so, or this one if he was there, is lying in his accusation that I committed az-zina. She says that four times. ثم الحاكم يخوفها عقاب الله إن كانت كاذبة وَأَنَّ عَذَابَ الدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Then the ruler, the judge, reminds her about the torture of the hereafter if she is lying, and that the torture of in this world is much less than the torture in the hereafter. فَإِنْ أَصَرَّتْ عَلَى مَوْقِفِهَا, if she insists on what she is saying, عندها تقول في المرة الخامسة وعلي غضب الله إن كان من الصادقين. She adds to the previous statement another one, which is وعلي غضب الله إن كان من الصادقين, which means may Allah torture me If he is truthful. إذا فعلت ذلك لا يقام عليها الحد. If she does that, she would not be punished the punishment of الزنا. لكن النكاح انتهى بملاعنة الزوج, النكاح انتهى بينهما وانتفى الولد عنه. But by the husband saying what he said, the marriage contract ends between them. And if there is a son or a daughter, if there is a child that he denied, then this child would not be considered his. هذا نعم حاج لا لا خلاص حاج بالمرة حتى لو تزوجها رجل آخر ليس له أن يتزوجها بعد ذلك. He cannot marry her after that, period. Even if another person marries her and then divorces her, he cannot marry her. وهذا الذي ذكرناه ثبت في الحديث عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. What we already mentioned is confirmed from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. مسلم روى عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رجلا سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرأيت لو أن أحدنا وجد امرأته على فاحشة ماذا يصنع؟ إن تكلم بأمر عظيم وإن سكت على مثل ذلك. يعني إن تكلم تعاقبونه لأنه ما معه شهود, وإن سكت يسكت على نار في باطنه. إيش يفعل؟ فأنزل الله تعالى الآيات المتعلقة بالملاعنة. ثم بعد ذلك كان هذا السائل أول من ابتلي بهذا, جاء إلى الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال له: أرأيت الذي سألتك عنه يا رسول الله فقد ابتليت به؟ رجع فقال: أرأيت الذي سألتك عنه يا رسول الله فقد ابتليت به؟ ثم نزلت الآيات، كان نزول الآيات بعد أن رجع فقال: أرأيت يا رسول الله ما سألتك عنه فقد ابتليت به، قال ذلك ثم نزلت الآيات، فنزلت الآيات بعد ذلك ببيان الملاعنة. مسلم narrated that from Abdullah ibn Umar that a man came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he asked him, if someone finds his wife committing a zina, what would he do? If he talks, then he's talking about something of dire, of serious consequences, because he is punished if he doesn't have enough witnesses. And if he does not talk, then also he is silent, and you know his heart is burning. So what does he do? Later, after a while from this question, he came back to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and he told him, the matter that I asked you about, I faced it. That is, I found my wife committing a zina. Then the Prophet عليه الصلاة, then after that, Allah revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام the verses of Quran in relation to this issue. So he and his wife were the first two people who made this issue of al-li'an. نعم. Huh? I'm going fast. Okay, inshallah. This is one benefit of reviewing with others. If you miss something, you'll get it. تفضل. I will go slower, inshallah. I will try.
For the one to accuse his wife of fornication, does it have the same conditions as producing the poor to accuse the person of fornication? Meaning like the accuser?
No. It is enough for him to say the statements that were said.
But does he have to, like,
no, sometimes he does not have to see. وهناك فرقة أخرى تسمى فرقة عتاقة، معناه فرقة تحصل بسبب عتق أحد الزوجين بسبب الحرية، بسبب العتاقة بسبب الحرية. There is another type of separation between the two spouses that takes place because of becoming a free person after being a slave, becoming a free person. إذا كانت الأمة الأنثى التي هي غير حرة، الأمة متزوجة بعبد، ثم هذه الأمة عتقت ثم هذه الأمة عتقت. هنا لها الخيار بين البقاء على النكاح وبين فسخ النكاح، إن شاءت بقيت على النكاح وإن شاءت فسخته. هذا الفسخ يقال له فسخ عتاقة بسبب العتق. If a woman is a slave woman and she is married to a slave man, if at one point of time she becomes a free person, she is freed, then she has the choice either to remain married to this slave person or to breach the marriage contract. If she breaches the marriage contract, then that's it. The marriage contract is breached. She has this choice. ولها هذا الخيار على الفور، معناه عليها فورا أن تختار، فإن أخرت فاتها. يعني إن قالت أختار فيما بعد، أفكر إلى الغد، أنتظر، فاتها الخيار. عندما تحررت عند ذلك تختار فورا، فإن أخرت فاتها. She has this choice, but she has to do it immediately when she is freed. If she does not do it immediately, rather she chooses to delay that, to think a little bit or the like, then she loses this choice. It is an immediate choice. Either she takes it or she loses it. أما إن كانت متزوجة بحر فعتقت فلا خيار لها. Now if she was slave and she was married to a free person, to a free husband, then she is freed. She does not have this choice. She does not have this choice. She remains his wife, whether she wants it or not. She remains. واحدة في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت أمة ثم عتقت. لما عتقت اختارت فراق زوجها، كان عبدا وهو كان يحبها كثيرا، فكان يعني يراجعها، يأتي إليها، يرجوها، يعني يكلمها، ما سمعت، ما رضيت. النبي أمضى خيارها عليه الصلاة والسلام. At the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, a slave woman was freed and she was married to a slave man, so she chose to separate from him, and he loved her very much, so he used to come to her and talk to her. Maybe she would change her mind, and she did not accept to change her mind. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام approved what she chose. This is the rule. وهناك فرقة بسبب العيوب، بسبب عيوب معينة. There is also a separation which is caused by certain defects. هناك عيوب إن وجدتها الزوجة في الزوج ما كانت تعرف بها، ثم بعد الزواج وجدتها في الزوج، وجدت واحدا منها في الزوج، لها أن تفسخ العقد. وأيضا عيوب إن وجدها الزوج في الزوجة بعد العقد ولم يكن يعرف بها قبل العقد، وجدها عرف بها بعد العقد، إن وجد واحدا منها له أيضا فسخ العقد. There are certain defects if the wife did not know about them before the marriage contract, but she discovered them after the marriage contract took place, then she would be entitled, if she finds any of those defects, we will mention them, 5 defects. If she finds any of them after the marriage contract, then she is entitled to breach the marriage contract. Likewise, there are certain defects if the husband discovers them in his wife after the marriage contract takes place, also he is entitled to breach the marriage contract. And those defects that we are talking about them, they have to be defects that existed before the marriage contract took place. If they happened after the marriage contract took place, then she is not entitled to breach the contract. So they have to be existing before the marriage contract took place. الزوجة ترد بخمسة عيوب. There are 5 defects. If any of them, if the husband discovers any of them in his wife after the marriage contract takes place, he can return her back. He can terminate the marriage because of any of them. أولها الجنون. The first one is madness. إذا اكتشف أن زوجته مجنونة أو أنها تجن جنونا متقطعا. Like if he discovers that his wife is mad, is crazy, or that sometimes she becomes crazy, then he can terminate the marriage. Well, he always can terminate the marriage, isn't it? By divorcing her? So what does this mean? He does not pay the mahar, that is. That's how. ثانيها الجذام. The second illness or defect is الجذام. I don't know, I forgot what's called in English. لحظة يا أخوانا لحظة. وهو علة يحمر منها العضو ثم يسود ثم يتقطع ثم يتناثر يقع يسقط. It is an illness because of which the organ first becomes red, then black, then it شو بيتفسخ, then it breaks apart, then it falls, it cracks. What's that? Leprosy. Okay, well.
Dr. Nuhad?
Is it leprosy? Both of them are called leprosy? Well, check it. We have more than one doctor here. You can ask them. في هذه البلاد لا يوجد. وأيضا في بلاد الشام ونحو ذلك لا يوجد. أما في الهند والباكستان وإفريقيا موجود ظاهر يعني. حاج غير هيدا بيحمر بعدين يسقط العضو حاج. في طريق أين؟ إيه؟ ما رأيت هذا المركز، لكن رأيت بعض المجذومين. سبحان الله. أنتم تنظرون إيش يسمى. علة يعني شديدة. This is a strong illness and a repelling one. You don't want to sit with the person usually who is affected with that. ما شاء الله. سيد أحمد الرفاعي كان يأكل معهم. سيد أحمد الرفاعي used to sit and eat with them from the same plate. He relied on Allah تبارك وتعالى very strongly. العلة الثالثة البرص. The third illness or defect is البرص. وهو بياض في الجلد يذهب دم الجلد ويذهب دم اللحم الذي تحت الجلد أيضا، ليس فقط الجلد بل دم اللحم الذي تحت الجلد أيضا. بياض مستبشع. البرص is a, if you want to say ugly whiteness that occurs to the skin. The skin. شو تذهب دم الجلد. It affects the skin and the meat underneath, the flesh underneath the skin. I think they call it also in English leprosy. ولا نعني بهذا البهق. البهق غير البرص. البهق يبيض الجلد لكن لا يذهب دمه. And I do not mean by that being albino. No, this is different. Leprosy is different. Is much stronger. It is a stronger illness. العلة الرابعة الرتق، وهو انسداد محل الجماع بلحم. The fourth defect is called in Arabic الرتق, which means for the female organ to be blocked by the flesh. He cannot have sexual intercourse with her because of the flesh. والخامس القرن وهو انسداد محل الجماع بعظم. The fifth defect is called in Arabic al-qaran, which means for the same organ to be blocked because of bones, not flesh. هذه الخمسة يثبت للزوج بها الخيار. With those five illnesses, defects, the husband has the choice after discovering them, whether to breach the marriage contract or not. أما ما عداها مثل البخر والصنان وما شابه ذلك فلا يثبت به الخيار. Now, other than those five defects, for other than those five defects, he does not have that choice. Like if she has a strong a mouth odor, or underarm odor, for such things he does not have the choice. والرجل أيضا يرد بخمسة عيوب. Likewise, the wife has the choice to terminate the marriage contract if she discovers in her husband one among five defects. الأول الجنون, the first one, madness. الثاني الجذام, the second one is الجذام, whatever you call it. الثالث البرص. The third one is leprosy. الرابع الجب معناه أن يكون عضوه مقطوعا, أن يكون الذكر مقطوعا كله أو بعضه بحيث يكون الباقي أقل من قدر الحشفة. The fourth defect is for for the male organ to be cut off, all of it or a part of it, in a way that what remains is smaller than the tip of it. Yeah. والخامس هو العنة, معناه عجزه عن الوطء في القبل, عاجز لا يستطيع الجماع. The fifth defect is for him to be unable to have sexual intercourse with her. His organ is weak, he cannot do that. لكن هنا نعم تفضل بس هلا حقول كيف. لكن هنا في هذه الحال القاضي يمهله سنة, يقول لعله يتداوى, لعل هذا بسبب تغير الفصول له أثر, يمهله سنة ثم بعد ذلك يحصل الفسخ. But in this last case, if she complains to the judge, then the judge gives him a period of 1 year to treat himself, maybe, and also for different seasons to pass on him, because maybe the weather affects his situation. After 1 year, if she wants and he is not cured, this is when the separation takes place. كل هذه العيوب الفسخ فيها يحتاج إلى الرفع إلى الحاكم. All those defects, to breach the marriage contract, this needs to be brought to the judge. So he does it. For example, the wife tells him, I discovered this defect in him, etc. And then the judge, he is the one who breaches the marriage contract. طيب بعد عندنا أنواع من الفرقة عديدة، نقف هنا الآن ثم نكمل في الدرس القادم إن شاء الله. There is still more types of separation. Let us stop here now and we will continue إن شاء الله in the next class. نعم تفضل. اللعان. عنها كيف بده ينفي عنها؟ ما هو ابنه أو بنته. عنه يعني. Let us hear the questions. Allah يبارك فيكم. I know those are ما شاء الله interesting classes and you want to discuss them يعني when the class is over. But wait a little bit so I can hear the questions. And you can hear the answers and understand them properly. Allah yubariku fikum. Tfaddal.
When the Prophet is about that his wife is doing sunnah, and she says that she accuses him that he's lying.
Yeah.
What happens after? Do they still split up?
Like, do they still what?
Do they still like separate?
Yes, khalas. So, once he does it, even before she says what she wants to say, if she wants to say those statements, once he says those statements, خلاص, the marriage contract is breached forever among them, between them.
Jazakallah.
She says what she says, so she would not be tortured, so she would not be punished. تفضل عبد الصمد. تفضل حاج. لا بأس. تفضل.
الفرقة اللي فيها تعتبر طلقة واحدة هل تكون رجعية هذه ولا
في الإيلاء؟ ليست رجعية.
وفي
ليست رجعية أيضا.
وفي
لأجل عند العجز عن النفقة ليست رجعية.
ليست رجعية.
أنا قلت رجعية. لا يمكن، لأنه واحد معتاد يقول طلقة كثيرا بالغالب تكون رجعية. خليني راجع فيها. أنا قلت رجعية بالإيلاء. ماشي، خلوني راجع فيها، ارجع اتاكد بكل حال.
يا شيخي انت قلت طلقه واحده، عشان كذا ما عرفت انا.
خلوني ارجع. نعم تفضلي. Go ahead please.
Is there a case for a woman to divorce her husband if he doesn't want to have a child in one case?
If he doesn't want to have
a child and then she got pregnant, he forced her to abort the child. Is there any case for her to divorce her husband in this case?
No. How does he force her?
He said he doesn't want a child. He took her to the doctor to be aborted.
He says, I do not want the child. Yes. And she says, I want it.
Yes.
How does he force her?
No,
this is not considered a divorce. She cannot. If he wants to harm her, she complains to the judge. The judge prevents him from harming her. This is not a reason to breach the marriage contract.
Yeah, but they did. That is in Habash. They didn't do it for her. Finally, just she left it here. Still, she's not married. Can she do fakhs or something? Because nobody was willing to take her case.
Huh?
Nobody was willing to take her case.
You're talking about a non-married woman?
No, she is married.
She is married.
Yeah, she got pregnant.
She is pregnant.
Mentally, he tortured her to abort the kid. And then finally, she decided to divorce him. She went to the qadi and
the qadi
refused.
Refused. Okay.
Finally, she left the country, but still she is not married. She couldn't bring her question to anybody else.
She is still married because she is still married. Even if she leaves the country.
Yes.
Her husband did not divorce her.
Yes.
Then she is still married.
Okay. Yeah. Barakallahu fiki.
Wafiki. And he needs to take care of the child.
Still he refused to divorce her. Mentally he tortured her. She left the country. It just, she stays by herself.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes a person acts without calculating well what will happen in the future. And this complicates the situation. Subhanallah. تفضلي دانا.
فرقة الأعسار قلت أنه بيروح عند القاضي بتروح عند القاضي ويمهله ثلاثة أيام.
نعم.
حتى يأتي بالنفقة لذلك اليوم يعني أو.
ثلاثة أيام إيه نفقة يوم.
بس يعني مثلا إذا.
هي النفقة تجب يوما بيوم.
طيب.
نفقة الزوجة تجب يوما بيوم، لا يجب أن يعطيها النفقة مقدما عن شهر أو شهرين. نفقة الزوجة تجب يوما بيوم. The obligatory support of the wife is it goes day by day. That is, each day he is obligated to support her for that day. It is not an obligation to that he that he secures the nafaqa, the support for the coming month. No, day by day, he might die the next day, and she might die the next day. So it goes day by day. Every day he is obligated. By al-fajr, he needs to, he is obligated to support her. Then the fajr of the next day, he is obligated to support her, and so on.
طيب شيخ سؤال تاني، إذا رجل تزوج من امرأة وظن بها أنها بكر وبعد يعني بعد
لح نجي إليها إن شاء الله. بس ما بس إن لم يكن قيل له إنها بكر، ما أحد قال له هي بكر، ما تزوجها على أنها بكر ثم تبين أنها سيب، ليس له أن يفسخ بذا. من عيب هيدا؟ وجاه تفضل.
ارجع للسؤال لاختي، هي اللي عملت الناشزة، تكون ناشزة للمدة المعين ولا لا؟
اذا خرجت من بيت زوجها
لا لا،
لكن
ما هي خرجت وهو
هو طردها؟
لا، ما طلقها.
لك أخرجها من بيته؟
أخرجها من بيتها.
هو أخرجها أم هي خرجت؟
هي خرجت.
هي خرجت.
وهي بعدين تكون ناشزة ولا لا؟
إذا خرجت المرأة من بيت زوجها بغير إذنه من غير عذر شرعي فهي ناشز، لا تستحق النفقة.
والثاني لو تبقى تتزوج
لا تستطيع. أليست زوجة له؟ بعد ما طلقها. If a woman leaves out the house of her husband without his permission and without an excuse, then she is committing an enormous sin without a valid excuse. Like, for example, the house is shaky, it's going to fall on her, for example. Or if she stays there, he is going to harm her, to hit her unjustly, or to kill her. Or this is an excuse for her. But without an excuse to leave out the house, then she is committing an enormous sin. She is committing an enormous sin. If she leaves the house, she does not deserve the support of the husband. If he does not support her, then he is not sinful, because she does not deserve that support. And by that, she is not divorced. Even if she stays outside the house for 10 years, 20 years, she is not divorced. She is still married to him until he divorces her or he dies or the like. This is how. Bala, how in Nashes. Tadal Saad. مش إذا كان عنده أمة، لا إذا كان متزوجا أمة. لا لا هدك فشي تاني.
إذا ما كان في زواج بيناتهم، كان مجرد أمة عنده
ثم اعتقد صارت حرة ما قالوا عليها خلص، شو خلص ما عادت أمته.
بارك الله فيك
وفيك. Okay, we'll start like this. يحيى.
قلت أن العيوب لابد أن تكون موجودة قبل العقد.
صح.
بالنسبة للفسخ.
صح.
بالنسبة للجب، هل حتى للجب يعني لابد أن تكون موجودة
قبل؟
طيب شكرا.
يا مرحبا. تفضل جلال. لا 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 أشهد بالله، يقول أشهد بالله ليس أشهد الله، مثل معناه مثل أقسم بالله أحلف بالله، هذا معناه.
شيخ سمير، بالنسبة لفرقة إيلاء أنه بعد 4 أشهر القاضي بيطلق، ما هيك؟ بس شو الصيغة؟ بيقول له طلقت زوجتك منك
أو نحو ذلك، شغلته للقاضي مثلا مثلا هيك. تفضل الياس.
committed that act of zina.
إيه.
And her husband saw her and accused her of that, went to the judge. In this case, what does she do? Is it does she goes ahead and says I did it, or is it better for her to make tawba and deny it, or what does she do in this case?
In general, the one who commits a zina is better for such person not to say that I commit a zina. It is better not to say it. But sometimes there is the child, and if she knows that this child is not his, she cannot say this child is his. Because there are now rules pertaining to the child that are going to apply.
Will the consequences of this means that she will be stoned to death?
For what?
For this, if she admits that she committed zina.
If she admits, yes, she is going to be stoned. Yeah, in general, one denies. It's better. He can say, or she can say, I committed a zina and receive the punishment. But it's better to repent and not to mention it. And to even if one denies it.
In
this case, because there is the child, let me review it. And I'll get back to you, inshallah. شو بيشهدها يعني؟
كيف بدها تقول انه ما زنيت؟
فهمني شو يعني بيشهدها؟
يسألها بأن تشهد بأنها ما زنت، ما تقول أشهد الله؟
لا أشهد بالله ليس أشهد الله.
صحيح.
فرق بين المعنيين. أشهد بالله مثل الحلف، مش مثل أشهد الله، لا فرق.
أشهد بالله.
فرق. أشهد بالله مثل أحلف بالله. أما أشهد الله معناه الله يعلم، فرق بين الأمرين.
يعني بتحلف على كذب، هيدا قصدي.
ما قلت له حنشوف، خليني أرجع أتأكد من المسألة.
شايفي؟
نعم. اتفضل.
نفقت الولد الذي ولد. على من تقع؟
أي ولد حاج؟
الذي باللعان بفرقة
اللعان. الذي انتفى
أيوة.
على أمه.
وإذا ماتت أمه من الرجم؟
لا يترك يعني. ما إذا ماتت أمه لا يترك، لابد أن يكفى. المسلمون يكفونه. If the child is denied by the husband in the issue of li'an, then his mother would be obligated to support the child. Tafaddal Hajj. And if she dies, the Muslims need to take care of him. He wouldn't be left, just left out.
Sheikh, you are inter a certainty.
Naam.
And before you are nice, then you are inter ascendancy, and you become to and seek. You can't, you could not, and the sexual in your and wife. So you say she go the church, and they telling the problem the women. Then the church calling for you, and you say that your woman and accused for you. Then you say I'm need to and cured 1 year or more than maybe it become to and good. So the women, the church, he say you must be back in your home and till that man is cured.
Until that man what? Secure.
Yeah, it's cured.
Is cured. Yes.
Yeah. So the woman, when you come, when we come in the home, she say to you, please, I need to and pay my and dalakh or divorce. I need to and pay in my divorce and giving you money. So and you are divorced to me. So we and allowed to like this. What about the problem that coming?
You mean the wife tells the husband, divorce me and I will give you this amount of money?
Yeah.
Did he accept?
Yeah.
Did he divorce her?
Yeah.
Then that's it. She is divorced and he takes the money.
Yes. Thank you.
You are welcome. Tafaddal Hajj.
لهما يفسخ
اذا لم يفسخ بالعيب انتهى
من اوله يعني اذا مكث بعد وجود العيب
اذا قبل بالعيب بعد ذلك يقول انا اريد ان ارد انتهى خلاص لا ما عاد له انتهى تفضل حاج
لما الحاكم بعين حكمين
نعم.
واحد من اهله واحد شو الصفات هالحكمين بده يكونوا ذكور عدول
بلى بنقيهم من اهل العداله والفضل بلى صحيح تفضلي The two mediators need to be among good people upright people of merit not anyone among the two families
بحالة الفسخ بسبب العيوب is it فورا يعني as soon as he finds out العيب
إما أن يفسخ وإما أن لا يفسخ إن لم يفسخ هو قبيلة
طيب وبالنسبة لما قلت أنه الناشز يسقط تسقط نفقتها لذلك اليوم الذي خرجت به بدون إذن
إن رجعت في اليوم التالي تستحق نفقت إن رجعت وكانت هناك في اليوم الثاني تستحق نفقة اليوم الثاني.
بارك الله
فيك. وفيك. تفضل. بلى.
بعد أربعة أشهر إذا ما جامعة يطلق عليه
القاضي. نعم.
بس بالإنجليزي قلت شيء عن الفدية بس ما قلت بالعربي شيء.
إذا حلف اليمين إذا كان يمين حلف يمينا بالله بده يدفع كفارة.
إذا
كسر يمينه
إذا جامعها أوكي بعد سؤال
تفضلي
قلت أن يقول في إذا طلق بالثلاث يعني من الدرس الماضي إذا طلق بالثلاث وبعدين ضمن العدة قال أرجعت زوجتي إلى نكاحي
لا ترجع الثلاث خلص باقي
بغير الثلاث إذا بس طلق زوجته وبعدين قال أرجعت زوجتي إلى نكاحي رجعت هيك بس لابد من قول ذلك لترجع لابد له أن يقول ذلك لترجع
رجعة لفظا يعني
قصدك بغير لفظ هل ترجع بغير لا
أوكي.
لا إذا إذا طلق الرجل زوجته وأراد أن يرجعها في خلال العدة لا بد من لفظ لترجع، لا بد من لفظ لترجع، مش هيك هي بترجع على البيت بقوم هو بيسكت أنه رجعت، لا بد من لفظ. If someone divorces his wife, one divorce, and then during العدة he wants to he wants her back into marriage, it is not enough that he comes back home, for example, and they are together, and that's it. He needs to say a statement. أرجعت زوجتي إلى نكاحي. I now return my wife to the marriage, my marriage contract, or the like. Go ahead.
مثله فارقتك وسرحتك وخالعتك وطلب المفادات أيضا في الخلع. ما فهمت أي آخر واحد وطلب المفادات؟
طلب المفادات في الخلع يعني أن يقول لها افدي نفسك، اشتري نفسك، افدي نفسك، نفسك أي اشتري نفسك، فتقول فاديت نفسي منك بكذا. هذا خلع، لكن الخلع قلنا هو طلاق، هذا صريح. نعم. إيه صحيح. هناك مسألة أمس ذكرت لي، خلوني أقولها. الأسئلة نكمل في الحصة الثانية إن شاء الله. ألفت نظركم إليها. المرأة إذا صلت لا بد أن تكون ساترة للعورة من كل الجوانب لا من الأسفل. معناه إذا كانت تظهر عورتها من الجانب هذا لا يكفي، بمعنى أنها لو كانت لابسة شيئا يستر كل العورة إلى الأرض، بحيث لو نظر شخص من تحتها المرأة عورتها إلى أسفل قدميها عورة، أليس كذلك؟ إذا نظر واحد من تحت ذلك فرأى شيئا من عورتها لا يؤثر على صحة الصلاة. لكن إذا كانت تلبس قميصا واسعا ليس سراويل ضيقة، إذا كانت تلبس على قدر القدم على قدر الساق، إنما تلبس قميصا واسعا وتحت القميص تلبس جوارب إلى الركبة، القميص إلى منتصف الساق والجورب إلى الركبة، لو نظر شخص من تحت القميص هذا ليس تحت قدمها، ليس تحت عورتها، هذا ما زال في جانب العورة لأنه في منتصف الساق، لو نظر واحد من تحت يرى شيئا من عورتها، في هذه الحال لا يكفي هذا لأجل الصلاة. لأجل الصلاة إما أن تلبس جوربا مثل السراويل مثلا أو نحو ذلك، أو تلبس قميصا طويلا إلى تحت إلى الأرض. فالله يبارك فيكم لو راعت النساء ذلك. Yesterday I was talked about a case. When a woman wants to pray, she needs to cover her awra with a dress, for example, that goes down to the earth, to the ground, in a way that her awra cannot be seen except from underneath the awra, that is from underneath the feet. Because where does her awra terminate in the prayer? By the feet, because the feet also, they are awra. So if it can be seen from underneath the feet, someone goes, she is on a hill and someone goes under from down and look, then this does not affect her prayer. Her prayer is valid. But if she wears a dress that goes to the to half her shin, to half of her shin, And underneath that, she wears socks that reach the knees. In this case, if someone looks from underneath the half of her shin, not from underneath her awra, from the side of her awra, underneath the half of the shin, not underneath the feet, he can see some of her awra. So in this case, this cover is not enough for the prayer. For the prayer, this cover is not enough. Either she wears socks that do not show the color of the skin, like pants, similar to the pants, or she wears something, when she wants to pray, she wears something long that hits the ground. Allah yubariku fikum. And one more thing, the divorce for al-ila, who asked? Hajj Abdul Samad, you were the one who asked about talqa raj'iyya. The divorce of al-ila is considered one divorce, and he can return her back during the iddah. Barakallahu feek. Tfaddal. Tfaddal.
There was another case about this covering al-awra.
Go ahead.
If the woman wears a pant, wide pants.
Wide pants.
And then she wears socks.
Okay.
And what is the case about this?
The pants reach where?
Up to the feet.
Doesn't
reach to the ground.
They do not reach to the ankles, for example.
Right.
And if someone looks from that area, he can see some of her awra, because the socks that she wears underneath the pants, yani, if someone looks, he can see some of the awra.
She wears socks.
I know, yeah. But are they... yani, the same thing applies like the dress.
So this socks has to be all the way to...
Yeah, in a way that if someone looks from on them from the ankles, at the level of the ankles, he or she cannot see any of the...
So if she wear a white pant, and then underneath the pant, if she wears socks, if someone looks underneath, if he cannot see any of her awra, her prayer valid?
If
a person goes underneath her, if he cannot see any of her awra, her prayer is valid?
That is, the pants are not wide.
They are wide. And
then if they are wide, one can see.
Uh-huh.
If the socks are...
They are not all the way up, but the socks are like...
Then one can see.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then one can see. The socks need to be in a way that they do not show the color of the skin also. Not... It would be... good if the woman wears pants underneath the, what do they call it, the skirt, underneath the dress, pants that are tight at the ankles, that would be wise.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I have a question about the woman who commits zina.
Yes.
If a woman tells her husband, they're married, she becomes pregnant, she tells her husband, this is not your child.
Uh-huh.
He gives her a divorce or a khula.
Okay.
They don't go to the judge. They don't make the statement.
Okay.
She has the baby.
Okay.
Is he obligated to support it because he didn't deny it?
I did not hear about this case before this. What do you think if we take a little bit of rest? Please. We'll get back, inshallah, at 12. Allah yubariku fikum. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allah yubarik fikum.